Hey, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Always on Friday nights, it is the fastest 2 hours in radio. And I'm so excited about our next segment. He's with us each and every week, our analyst for Major League Baseball. That is Andy Pondillo. Hello, Andy.
Good to be here. We're getting real close to that halfway point of the year. So, you know, a lot's going to be happening once we get into July.
Well, Andy Pondillo, let me share with all of our audience. He's all smiles because the Astros, they're moving on up. They're at 500 now.
Yeah, Astros have been playing some good baseball lately. And it's been very impressive to see what they've done with their bullpen. The offense has come around. We're starting to see some depth offensively that we haven't seen all year. It's still a very long season. The Astros have beat a lot of bad teams. They've shown they're good at beating bad teams. Now let's see if they can knock off the Mariners, knock off the Rangers. Got a series here in Kansas City playing on the road. So these are series that people are going to be keyed in on to see what type of Astros are they. Are they a 500 team, or are they a team that's rising to get to 500 and beyond?
How have they been able to do it and to become, as you're talking about, a contender?
Well, the bullpen has been what I looked at, because there are times, there are series I think they've won this year where I don't know if they played a full team game. I don't know if they really looked as good as they should have, but they're able to beat teams because, well, score's tied 1-1. You take out the starter after the fifth inning. He's thrown too many pitches. Every reliever that comes in shuts the door. When you have a bullpen like that that consistently keeps you in the game, the team plays great team defense, as good as any team there is in the major leagues. It gives your offense a chance. It gives your starting pitching a chance to feel comfortable out there, to know they don't have to pitch 9 shutout to win a baseball game, to know that the offense can score 3 runs and they can exit after the 5th or 6th inning and still get a win. So I think that has kind of given the whole team a comfort level, knowing that that bullpen can shut the door, and really a lot of the team has come around that. It's not a perfect team. There's a lot of holes on this roster right now, whether it be the starting rotation, whether it be the offensive depth, but you're starting to see those slowly get filled with players meeting closer to their potential to where they should have been earlier in the season.
Okay, so we're wrapping up the month of June, heading into July. When you look at the schedule, what are those teams? Can you pinpoint for us the teams that they've got to beat in order to show us and to prove that they can be in the hunt at the end?
That's got to be the Rangers. 1-9 versus the Rangers is unacceptable. It's unacceptable how they played them last year. And really, if you eliminate how they've played the Rangers, they're right now, they would be in a wild card position if they just played 500 ball versus the Rangers, and they've had such a hard time playing that team. If they are to win the division, they've got to play better within the division, and that starts with the Rangers and the Mariners. They have shown they can beat the Athletics. They have shown they can beat the Angels. These are teams that are going to be at the bottom of the division. These are teams that are going to be selling roster pieces and probably getting worse throughout the season. They should beat these teams. Let's see what they can do versus contenders, and not only against the American League West, but against the likes of the Royals or the Red Sox. They've already finished their season series, but they showed they could beat the Orioles. Can they beat the Blue Jays? I mean, there's so many teams out there. If they can play more consistent ball versus those teams and continue really what they've been doing since the beginning of May, they'll find themselves in a much better position. This team has been one of the best teams in baseball since the beginning of May. The record doesn't reflect that overall because they were so bad in April. Their April was
brutal.
It was brutal. It was to the point people were talking about putting the season to rest after 1 month of the year. The fact that they've been able to come back that far and get back to 500 does show a lot of heart and fight in this team that you can't really explain that. You can't really quantitate that. I just made up a word there, but you know, you can't really put that in a perspective. It's just this team has something. It's something the Rangers had last year as they got back into the race, and it's something that a lot of teams don't have in all sports.
Our MLB analyst, Andy Pondillo, is back with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Where can the audience connect with you, Andy?
They can find me on ESPN975.com, and the podcast there is Astro Chat.
Okay, so give us some insight on this top prospect, A.J. Reed. He could be called up at any point. And, I mean, what is your belief in terms of, I mean, should the Astros be saving or trusting these prospects to save the day?
They continue to do that. It is troubling.
Why?
To me. It's, they're cheap, you know, prospects. You can have them for 6 years and you don't have to pay them a whole lot of money.
Shame
they can
on
give
Astros.
You awesome, they can give you a lot of awesome production. But really, the Astros farm system is something to be proud of. This organization has taken it from scraps to gold. And we look at the guys that have come out of there in recent years, a Carlos Correa, George Springer, Jose Altuve. We think of him as a long term veteran. The guy's 25 years old. You're talking about Dallas Keuchel. Keuchel is a diamond in the rough. You can just keep going naming guys, Lance McCullers, who have come out of this minor league system and have had success. Yet, when you have these bad stretches such as April, you do need veterans, and they are the guys that are the constants. They're not the guys that have those roller coaster years. And sometimes they say people in baseball are overpaid. Yeah, they're all overpaid, but what you're paying for is consistency, paying for a guy that doesn't get too down, too high, a guy that's a good clubhouse leader. You're not always paying for 110 RBI every single season.
Who should we be recognizing in the Astros organization that's doing such a fantastic job of identifying this tremendous talents that are coming up?
Well, it's Jeff Luhnow. I mean, his entire staff is fantastic, but it starts at the general manager. He has a very high knowledge of when it comes to scouting for his time in St. Louis. I mean, just look at the type of guys that he brought into St. Louis. I mean, that roster has been stacked for, you know, 15 years now, and a lot of it's not because of their free agents. A lot of it's because who they bring through their farm system. Luhnow's brought in a nice budget. They've spent a lot of money when it comes to drafting, and he's hit on a lot of picks. It's not always the first overall pick or the second overall pick that you have to hit on, and people are going to grade Jeff Luhnow unfairly by his first round draft selections. Obviously, Carlos Correa was good, Mark Appel wasn't, but it's the depth that he gets. You're never going to know who's going to be a make or break superstar. There's only been one number one overall pick in baseball history to get into the Hall of Fame. That shows the inexact science of Major League Baseball drafting. So to be able to pull quality players out of the 7th, 15th, 20th round, that's something that Jeff Luhnow has been able to do and compile quantity in that farm system where a lot of general managers have failed at that.
Okay, so when we've highlighted the Houston Astros, let's shift gears a bit because in hour number two, we've got the Toronto Blue Jays television analyst that's going to be with us. And the AL East has always been thought of as Boston or Baltimore's division. What's your perception of the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, the Baltimore Orioles and Boston Red Sox have done a fantastic job this year, really dominating the top of that division. Really, the Orioles, to a lot of people's surprise. Those are the two teams I feel like the majority of the analysts have been talking about. Blue Jays got off to a slow start. Russell Martin looked like he forgot how to hit. Troy Tulowitzki looks like he's wearing a fat suit sometimes.
Oh.
But, you know, they still have an incredible offense over there. Jose Bautista, Troy Tulowitzki, if he ever becomes the Colorado Rockies, Troy Tulowitzki is the guy that carries his team on his back. Josh Donaldson, last year's MVP, is up to his old tricks. Edwin Encarnacion. The depth on this team offensively is incredible. It's top heavy a little bit, but there's so much RBI over there. There's so many runs that can be scored. They need to probably figure out the top of their order a little better. The pitching has been surprisingly good, and if you're looking at a team that's underachieved, you really do feel like it's the Blue Jays in that division. You feel like in the second half, if everything were to go right, they should, in my opinion, have stronger pitching than the Red Sox, maybe on par with the Orioles. This is a division where nobody's really pitching all that well, really besides the Blue Jays.
Always does an outstanding job with our weekly MLB news and notes. Our analyst, Andy Pondillo, back with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Great job here in hour number one.
Thank you for having me.
Stick around. Much more coming your way. Hey, we're going to recap the NBA Finals and continue to celebrate the Cleveland Cavaliers, the 2016 NBA champions.